SRN News, I'm John Scott. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe says there will be organizational changes in his agency.
I've already directed the creation of an applied research and development section to field new technologies, leverage the research of other government agencies, and calibrate our technical security assets to stay ahead of threat vectors and technical collection impacting Secret Service equities.
Meanwhile, the House has passed a bill to increase Secret Service protection for political candidates. Correspondent Bob Agnew.
By a vote of 405 to nothing, the House has approved a bill that arose from the two recent assassination attempts on former President Trump. It mandates that the director of the Secret Service use the same standards when assigning the number of agents to protect the president, vice president, and major party presidential and vice presidential candidates. Lawmakers are still debating whether the Secret Service needs more funding or more flexibility in making personnel assignments. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden refusing to give up on the idea of peace in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president was asked if it's realistic to pursue a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas with the recent violence and ongoing military action.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Speaking at the start of a cabinet meeting, Mr. Biden said his administration is working to make sure the people in northern Israel and southern Lebanon are able to safely return to their homes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And the president of Mexico has blamed the United States in part for the surge in cartel violence terrorizing the northern state of Sinaloa, which has left at least 30 people dead in just the past week. The Dow is down 86 points and the NASDAQ composite losing 106. This is SRN News. A major social media platform takes action to protect kids.
Instagram has announced it will make the accounts of all its teenage customers private. The company says it's trying to assure parents that the platform can be safely used by young people amidst a growing number of reports that teens are vulnerable to online predators all across the web. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is cheering Instagram, calling the new privacy rules, quote, a major victory which cannot be overstated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations has approved a resolution that calls for all Jews to leave Jerusalem's old city, turning it over to the Palestinians. The resolution, which has no weight and cannot be enforced, was written by Palestinian activists. It seeks to have Israel withdraw to its 1949 borders, which Israeli officials and independent military analysts agree are not defensible. This is SRN News. Eight firefighters injured in a highway crash involving a fire truck in Southern California. It happened just north of Portola Hills on State Route 241. The truck hit a ladder in the road and overturned. A successful recovery of a stolen photo portrait of Winston Churchill called the Rolling Lion.
Italy's Carabinieri police handed over the portrait to the Canadian ambassador to Italy, Elisa Goldberg, who praised the cooperation between Italian and Canadian investigators that led to the recovery. The 1941 portrait of the British leader was taken by Ottawa photographer Yusuf Karsh. Canadian police say it was stolen from the Fairmont Chateau Laurier Hotel in Ottawa sometime between Christmas 2021 and January 2022 and replaced with a forgery. The original was found to have been sold at auction and the Italian buyer has returned it. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.